All right, so first of all, this is the, like I said on the thing, this is the 100th year since we started, so it's a nice milestone. And I want to share with you a ha'ara from the, about what we learned last week, a little bit of a hisafa to what we learned last week. I saw today in the Sefer Vatoimer Dvaira, and since I saw it today, and it's about what we learned last week, as a matter of fact, in this Sefer Torah Dvara, in the footnote, they actually bring down the Reb Chaim Volozhiner that we learned last week as an explanation for it. So I'm going to share with you because it's unbelievable, okay? It's based on the Reb Chaim Volozhiner we learned last week. So we learned last week, the whole concept of Reb Chaim Volozhiner shared with us that that there are 10 worlds. And we have an effect on all the worlds, but primarily... primarily, the koch of the mitzvahs goes much deeper than the koch of an avera. And that's why Hashem created the world in that way. That's what the Mishnah is explaining to us. Is that that a person's chatoim can only go so far, but the mitzvahs can go much further up to the kisei hakavod because that's connected to your neshama. And the averas are connected to the guf. The averas can't affect in that high up. Only the mitzvahs could. So listen to this. Now, you would say, okay, this is very nice. I got it. Nice Kabbalistic Vart concept. What's that do for my life? So listen to this. So the Tamer Dvora is a sefer that, obviously the question is not a good question, but in case you did have that question, we'll say this. The Tamer Dvora says, the whole sefer of Tamer Dvora is, the concept is that when the 13 attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we always talk about, the 13 Midos, the 13 attributes of our Kodesh Baruch Hu are all things that the purpose of them is for us to emulate. That's the point. The point is for us to emulate those midos. So he says there's a mida of the 13 mentioned in the Pasuk in Micha. And it says, you know, he goes on the Pasuk in Micha. It says, the Pasuk in Micha says, Micha mocha, mikel kamocha, no se avon v'ovah pesha, l'sheiris nachaloso, l'hechazik la'ad apo, ki chafetz chesed hu. Yichbosh avonoteinu v'stashlich b'mtzulos yam kol chatoiseinu. This is the pasuk v'sen tashlich. So it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yichbosh avonoseinu. Yichbosh avonoseinu. So the question is that what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu covers over the sins? What does that mean? So he says the following. He says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does not allow and doesn't say, well, let's say a person did 10 averos and then he did 40 mitzvahs. So let's use 10 mitzvahs, cancel out 10 averos, and now you get schar for 30 mitzvahs. No, it doesn't work like that. So first you're going to get punished for the 10 averos, and then you are going to get all 40 of your mitzvahs. And he says, why is it that way? He says, because in avera, Hashem doesn't allow the avera to reach the point where the mitzvah reaches. And therefore, the avera has ultimately a much lesser scale as where it affects as to the mitzvah. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing he's yichboish avoneseinu. That when he's looking at us, he doesn't really see the averas. Okay, he did the avera, but it doesn't reach all the way up to the kisei hakavod. But the mitzvahs, you do reach up to the kisei hakavod. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the mitzvah to cover over the averas. He doesn't really see them that badly. Yichbosh, he covers over the averis with the mitzvahs, and he says, you know what? How far up did the mitzvahs, did the averis hit? He says, it's a pasuk says, lo yigur chara. The ra does not stay with Hashem. The mitzvahs you do go up to the kisei hakavod, but the mitzvahs, the averis, he says, don't. His lashon is, omnom ha'avonot ein lahem knisa sham. The averis cannot get up there to the kisei hakavod. Ela kov sham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu covers them, pushes them down. Shelo yikonsu, but they shouldn't go all the way up. So the oven doesn't get all the way further up. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the mitzvahs, I'm not going to use them up to cover your averis, because I'll always see the mitzvahs in a much better light than I'll see the averis. The averis, I don't, you know, but the mitzvahs, I see them in a much better light. So he says, this is the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an amazing midah, right? That he doesn't say, well, you know, he looks at the toiv that a person does so much greater than the ra that a person does. And that's the way he created the world, like we learned, the 10 ma'amaros. He doesn't make everything all equal in one mushkababel. No, there's levels. And the Ra only hits the world 1, 2, 3, but the mitzvahs go all the way up to world 10. That's it. This is what the Torah Dvarah says. Now, the Torah Dvarah lived like a few hundred years before Abraham Volozhiner. It's Talmud of the Arizal. But anyway, so he says, what does that mean for us? He says, a person should also act with this character. A person did a lot of good for you, but then he did one thing wrong. He rubbed you the wrong way. Now all of a sudden, hey, he's a good for nothing. This guy, I can't try. No. The bad that a person does, look at it one way. Okay, how bad could it be? Whatever, what did he do already? Nishkafarlach. But the good that he did, he's such a chesed. He did so many good things for me. And he says, we should be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That the bad things that happen to us, we don't let them get in to the kishkas. We don't let them get all the way in and affect the way we perceive the person and affect the way we look at the person. But the mitzvahs, the good thing, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the mitzvahs and brings them all the way up and says, that I treasure, that are precious, and I appreciate so much the mitzvahs that you did for me, right? And they got up to all the way to the Kisei HaKavod, and the averus, you know, are a lower level. Says, unfortunately, most people are the opposite. You know, a guy could do good his whole life, and then he makes one mistake, done. He's finished. You know, like I don't trust him, and Hashem is the opposite. A person does averis, Yichboish Avonei Seinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let those averis punish us to that degree. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let those averis get in the way. Yeah, I can't hear you, Coach. You talking? Stuck in here. I don't hear you.
Is it better now?
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought we mentioned last week that when we're starting from level 10 and working our way down with the Everest, destroying the world until we got to the level to the earth.
It's true that we said that the Averis of a Goy only affect this world, and the Averis of a Yid hit a much deeper point. We did say that. But ultimately, it doesn't hit as deep in the worlds as the Neshama does. The Neshama is like the Kisei HaKavod itself, like the shoe, right? The Neshama is like the Ruchnius is stretched out all the way down to this world. So anything someone does with the Neshama, that's automatically hitting all the way up. And ultimately, Yichbo Shavon Oseinu, this Mid of Hashem tells us that the Avera, even though, yeah, you know, it does it affect, but it doesn't affect as deep as the Neshama, as the mitzvahs. That's the Chiddush of this Vatomer Dvora, that's what he's saying. Is that the Vatomer Dvora is saying is that as much as the Avera goes, the mitzvah goes deeper. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu will never trade off a mitzvah for an aver. He'll always allow us to keep the reward that we did for a mitzvah. So that's what he says. He says, the beautiful part is how he applies it to us. You know, the Tamar Dvera. He says, don't cover over the good things that a person does for you. And remember the bad. The opposite, cover over the bad. And try to forget about what they did. Don't like put up a sticky note every time you wake up in the morning. Oh, remember what he did to you? No, just try to forget about it. But the good part, the good things that he did for you, that you should remember. Listen to this language. You should remember the good he did for you. And you should pick it up, I'll call him Isaac Shasla, over everything else he did. Now, oftentimes you have like that. You have a guy, for 10 years, he did your lawn, I don't know, right? And all of a sudden, one day he comes in, he messes up, he's like, oh, forget you're fired. We have to, according to this, you know, the mid of Yichbo Shavon Oseinu is to not be so quick to focus on the bad, and rather, focus more on the good. lo yasakein ela bara yisratza kol derech ritzu sheyuchal. You should be misratza to give up the bad. And as the Talmud Torah says, if you do that and you behave that way, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will behave that way with you. So a person did a couple mitzvahs and then he fell. Hashem will say, look, he has a good track record. Look at all the mitzvahs he did. Okay, he messed up once. No, you know, that's the way he acts with other people. That's the way he acts with other people. So that's the way that, you know, he's going to act with us as well. Okay, so I thought that was a beautiful thought, Mamish, based on the Rachai that we learned last week. Okay, so let's just read the next Mishnah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet, and we'll explain it tomorrow. Let's just read the Mishnah. So it said, Asara Nisim Nasula Voseinu B'Mitzrayim, Ve'Asara Al Hayam. There were 10 miracles that happened to the Jewish people in Egypt, and 10 on the Yamsuf. Okay? Eser Makos, Hevi'ah Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim B'Mitzrayim, Asar Al Yam. There are 10 Makos that Hashem brought to the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim, and 10 on the Yam. Now, we know that in Nagada, we say, it was much more than 10 on the Yam. It was 5 times the amount, or 4 times the amount, or whatever. So, I guess this mission is not going like that, like those Tanoim, Rabbi Yosef Glilian, etc. It's just those 10 and 10. And then it says, oh, by the way, and Asar Nisyonos, Nisa Avasinos, Amokum Baruch Hu Bamidbar. There were 10 Nisyonos, 10 tests that our forefathers tested a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, 10 averes that they did in the Midbar. Shenemar vayinasos yizeh sepam lo shomav b'chus. So there's obviously a significance to 10, and we'll try to see what that significance is tomorrow. I was just thinking about what we just said, you know, how in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we talk about this issue of, you know, there was 10 on the Yamsuf, there was 10 in Mitzrayim, 10 Makos, and many, many on the Yamsuf. So in the Rambam's Haggadah, it's not mentioned. The Rambam in his Nusach Haggadah does not mention this part of the Haggadah. So there's a lot of Torah written. Why doesn't the Rambam mention it? Maybe because it's not focusing on what happened in Mitzrayim, it's focusing on the Yamsuf, etc. But what's interesting is that someone one time asked, there's a tshuva written, I mentioned this before in somewhere, in some other shiur, I don't remember, maybe here or elsewhere, that someone asked the Rambam's son, Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam, and he said, why doesn't your father mention this part of the Haggadah? So Rabbi Avram ben Arambam gave the whole piece to explain it didn't happen the night of Pesach, it happened later, so it's not part of the Haggadah, etc. And then he says, the son of the Rambam, he says, but by the way, obviously you should know that at my Seder, my father said it. Of course we said it at the Seder. It's just not written in the Sefer, but we said it. I mean, don't go around thinking my father didn't say it. Of course he said it. So a lot of times said the son of son of the Rambam, so he has a whole different perspective, right? So I was just thinking that today was the Levaya of Rav David Feinstein, that's all, who the son of Ramosha. So besides that, Rav David was a god, the Poisek Hador, a god of Hador in his own right, obviously. I was in Lakewood, and it wasn't when I just left, so it must have been, I don't know, 15 years ago. And I was there, I was there with somebody, and they said that they're going to the Lower East Side, to Rav David. So I said, oh, you're going to Rav David? Oh, why are you going to Rav David? So he said, Rav David is making a siyum of 100 times Shas with Shulchan Aruch. 100 times Shas with Shulchan Aruch, about 15 years ago. So obviously Rav David was a tremendous God, was the God of Ador in his own right, but also the son of Ramosha, so obviously he has a whole different Masaira, you know, you grow up with Ramosha, so yeah, a whole different Masaira when you have that. I remember I asked Rav David one time, I was by him, and I asked him one time, a certain thing that I said, they say b'shem Ramosha, they say b'shem your father, the following thing. So he said, oh yeah, did you ever hear him say it? So I said, no. He said, well, me neither, so I wouldn't trust it. So, you know, when you're the son of the Gadol Hador, it's a whole different a different experience. Anyway, all right, everybody, we will pick it up in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow evening. All right. And once they say storm, everything should be good, and we will be in touch tomorrow.
Good night, Rabbi. Thank you.
Good night. Good night.